Okay. So Shmuel can't come today. Fine, so we can start. So in Perek Hey, Akum Sheshavos, we spoke at length about the difference between the mitzvahs a goy can do. Shabbos, he's Chayv Misa, we saw in the Rama, because he's Nase Das. He's doing something which has a what's called Das. And we ended off last week with a, I don't want to call it definition, but a working definition of what's called Das. Not Das meaning Das, the what you use in Chochmah Bina Das, but Das meaning religion, Dat, Dati. So he says on Samach Vav Yazeh Hanikra Das. Shehi mechayeves es ha'adam, it obligates a person. That's the first thing you see by Dat, there's an obligation. Litnaeg be'ichut acheres b'kol ma'isof. The quality of his deeds have to be different. All his deeds. It obligates him to remember Hashem, God, and to do the Rotzon of Hashem, in every aspect of his life. Come and choose. We do, because we have Yetzer Hara, and we're struggling, and we're battling. We're talking about in the Mugda of what is called us. Because Hashem's Hashem's not some construction agency that built the world, created the world, and now moved off to the next project, and you left there to do whatever you want. No, Hashem's Yah Nimtza Kan. Everything that exists is an expression of that Ratzon. So that's where we were yesterday. And let's take that the next step and see how that weaves its way into Shabbos and into Malchus. As kachi bepashtus, mashe kol yoim shvisa mare al bitul olam. And that is how, that's the pashtus, that every yoim shvisa, every day when there's a shvisa, that reflects, that shows bitul olam. Amnam, the shvisa is yom ha-shvi, Shabbos kodesh. But on Shabbos, Shabbos is unique. So that is Zeichel, the Shvisa on Maisa Breishis. There lurks in that Shabbos Kodesh, in the Shvisa of Yom HaShvi, as opposed to all other Yom Shvisas, there lies the depth, the true depth, v'hagdora hanachoyin, and the correct definition. Ma pirush Shvisa v'bitla oilo. What is it, Shvisa and bitla oilo? In Shabbos, that's where you see it clearly. She has shvisa shel ma'isa breishis, because the shvisa of ma'isa breishis, he eidus al chidush ha'olam yesh mi'ayin. Because that is where you have eidus. That's where you have proof. That's where you have clarity that the world. I'm sorry, I've been having trouble all morning I was just about to phone you with the Wi-Fi. I don't know what's going on. Bezrat Hashem, that'll be better. You can hear me clearly?
Yes.
No, I don't know, it keeps just ducking out and it keeps switching off and it doesn't switch to the SIM card. I don't know what's going on here. Okay, let's keep going. So there was a critical point. Since the world's mechudash, it means there's nothing in the world other than that which was mechudash. You can't have, no, I've just lost it again. It's going to keep bouncing in and out. I apologize. We will do the best we can. If you can't hear your input, just let me know.
Okay, fine.
I don't know why this is. It's never done this before. Keep showing me up and down and all opposite. There's nothing in the world that's not mechudash. You can't tell you those trees were mechudash, and these are not. These are always here. Those are Yeshmiyah, and these are always here. No. If the world is created Yeshmiyah, that means everything is Yeshmiyah. That means everything is mechudash. I mean, there's nothing other than that which was mechadesh. As we explained above, that chidush, the musag of chidush is because that's what it shows us. It shows us that there's nothing else other than that which Hashem is mechadesh. So there's nothing outside of Hashem because everything's mechadesh is His rotzon. Aval bli yosod chidush ha'olam. Without chidush ha'olam, lamana emes ein bitl lemohus ha'olam. Then there's no essence to the bitl of the world. That means nothing. Bitl ha'olam. Afilu klape elokus. Shema olim kadmon chas v'chelila kmo hayyotze baruch hu. If the world was always there, it was infinite like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nimtze sheyesh lo metziyot nitchis v'hechrochi hu kmo. It means there's another metzias like him, which always has to be. It's mukhrach, it can never go away. If it always was, it always will be. Lame is batal til kenegdo. Why should there be anything mevatal against it? Only if the world is mechudash and it negates any other metzias except itself. Then it comes out that the only metzias there is that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is creating every moment. As Bema's bitl hu klape hamamtziu. Then you have the bitl. When there's a bitl, that's a gilu. That's klapa kodesh baruch hu. How does it mevatel? He brought it into being. He stops it coming into being. But if it always was, then the bitl, you can't talk about bitl. Sometimes you can't talk about bitl by Hashem. So then you can be makdish a day that's unique for that. There's an expression, a reflection of the Shvisa. Nimtza Shiyom Shvisa Uvaprata Shabbos Kodesh Hu Yosod L'Kol Metzias HaDas. The foundation of all of what's called Das, the Yosod of that is Chiddush. Because Chiddush is the reflection, it's the expression of everything that we believe in. And Shvisa is what gives expression to that concept called Yesh Me'ayin, Bittl, Chiddush, and everything that comes with it. Kvinei b'toch mareches ha'teva, in achinamidi yesh gilu le'metzias Hashem v'koicha bo'ilo. For sure, in the marechet ha'teva, there's a gilu of the metzias of Hashem, and he's koichas in the world. You just have to open your eyes and look. K'deksiv ha'shamayim v'saprim kvoit kel. You look in the heavens, you see the cover of Shemayim. Aval ala chiddush, ein gilu b'toich ha'teva. Chiddush yesh mi'ayin, you don't see in the teva. You could think that it was there forever. There's nothing that screams out, this has to be. Shalemetzias b'rias yesh mi'ayin, ein b'marechas ha'oilam ha'tivit dugma leze klal. We don't have a dugma in the marechet ha'teva of yesh mi'ayin at all. Shezeh lemale mitfisa enoishis legamre, because that's above our ability to grasp at all. We can't understand what that means. We don't understand what yesh mi'ayin means. There's no yesh mi'ayin. No, ants don't grow out of bread. it's not bread doesn't give birth to ants. That's what I thought as a kid. Where do ants come from? Bread. Because that's where ants come from. No. There's no yesh mi'ayin. Ants don't just sort of like pop out of bread. There's the end of us there. There's no yesh mi'ayin in the bria. You don't see it anywhere. Nothing. A child that gets born, the most unbelievable reflection of bria in the world. There's not yesh mi'ayin. There were two people who were here that set up a marechet using all the raw materials that we had to create a child. No yesh mi'ayin. That's why it's so easy to get lost in that world of teva. because it never looks like it just was always here. The teva of the world doesn't reflect, doesn't teach about chidush ha'olam. Because of Aristoi, hayem medrega gevur beyosef she'efshi legia b'seichel enoishi. The Rambam writes that Aristotle reached the highest levels of human seichel that a person can achieve. Without Torah, we're talking about the Torah, you can transcend it. But Aristotle was the greatest mind ever. That's the Rambam telling you that. Okay, so you would expect him to have got it right. Blina vua v'toira. Vua re lo yodo mechidush olam. He didn't know about chidush olam. Why not? He was the greatest human mind that there was without Torah and Nevua. So how come he didn't grasp chidush olam? He was the peak. You can't get higher than that. So it would have been possible he would have chap chidush olam. He didn't. You know why? Mitnei shavem es ena seichel anoishi gilu metoicha teva lachidush. Because human seichel, no matter how advanced it is, in the teva can't come to chidush olam. Afilu l'seichel asholem. Chidush olam hu reishis atoira ma'adiksiv reishis shayla kol atchole v'reishis. If you want to know about chidush olam, you've got to open up a chumash and you've got to go to the first word and you have to see it says reishis. That's where we start understanding chidush olam. But the teva is not muhrach. Be muhrach from the teva that this didn't happen by itself, that this was obviously created. That's for sure muhrach from the teva. But who told it was yesh miayin? Muhrach from the teva was yesh miayin. You have to take a Torah seichel to go and find the first source. That's why it's so easy for the oilam to get mixed up here. Ulachain. Now we come to understanding why goy who keeps Shabbos says chayv misa. Ulachain akum shein lem teira enu shaychim lekol sod achidish. A goy, even a goy like Aristotle, he's no shaychis to the olam of chidish. He's no shaychis to the sod of chidush. Shatayri im ala teva, because he's in the teva and we're me ala teva. Because to chab chidish olam, to chab Shabbos, you have to be me ala teva. Veim atzman betoicha teva, they in the teva. Well, then it's tova goyim shelo laso is dat klal. Don't get involved in this. It's got nothing to do with you. To do dat, you have to go above teva. You stick in nature and you function in the world that you're supposed to function in. Ele yom v'layle lo yashbusu. You don't stop. You work day and night. You keep busy running around like the world does. The world doesn't stop. The world keeps going night and day, day and night. The world's working. The teva's functioning. Lo oilam laso is bitl the metzias oilam. Don't you ever do a bittle to the metzius of the oilam. That's not your tafkid. Sherak Yisrael chayim lamale min ha-teva. Only Klal Yisrael lives in a transcendent space. Haynu bittle ha-teva mikoich yisod ha-chidush. There is no teva because we understand the sort of chidush. The teva is just a smokescreen for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We use the teva, we penetrate the teva to find chidush, to find the boy oilam. Their job is to function in the teva, therefore they're not allowed to mavatl it. Because what are they? They mavatl it. They'll have nothing because they don't have the transcendence. They don't have ma'ale min ha-teva. They have teva. They're the fourth level in the bria of doimem tzomea chaya medabe. They don't get to transcend into what's called Yisrael Oved Hashem. For Yisrael Oved Hashem, so Chiddush HaOlam is poshut, and therefore Shvisi is poshut. Therefore, someone who doesn't keep Shabbos, he's not keeping anything, basically. He's a mumah b'kolei Torah kulei. Because if you don't get Chiddush right, so nothing, what else is there? He's like a goy. He's gone back into the Olam HaTev, and he's living in the world of Teva. I'm not saying if it's a good thing or a bad thing. That's another discussion. It's a metziyut. You're not living in that transcendent world of Chiddush Olam. You're living in the Olam HaTeva. So then you're like a goy. So then your Bishul Akum is Bishul. It's the same. There's a call. You're like a goy. You've chosen in Rav Taube's Loshen to be a Noach Tzadik instead of Megayring and becoming an Avram Avinu. Well, that's the Since the whole Yesod of Shabbos is to instruct, is to show, is to reflect Chiddush Olam, Heimenu Shaychim L'Shlisa Klal. The guy is not Shaych to Shlisa Bichlal. It's not in his world. But Rak B'nai Yisrael Shekiblu Es HaTorah. Only Klal Yisrael was Mekabel Torah. Heim L'Malam Min HaTeva Shem Shabbos. We can be Shem Shabbos because we Shaych to Chiddush. Therefore, we Shaych to the Bittel that comes on the back of Chiddush. I'm going to try and do this. It brings a footnote. Yeah, it's a very interesting. It takes it into the davening. We'll try. It's not an easy piece, but let's see. We've got a bit of time. Let's at least start this footnote before we start the next paragraph. The Nusach Tfilah Yom HaShabbos, it says, V'lo nosati Hashem Elokeinu L'goya Arotzos. You didn't give Shabbos Hashem to the Goyim. V'lo hinchalto Malkeinu L'oivdei Psilim Elilim. There are three things mentioned here, three subjects that are brought down here in this tefillah. Again, you've got Goya Rotzois. Volo Nasati Le Goya Rotzois. Volo Hinchaltoi Loev De Psilim. The Arelim haven't got the Menucha. Those are three things. Those are, he says, Keneged Vayuchulu Vayachal Vayashbois. We say in Kiddush, Vayuchulu Shemai Vayetz Vachal Lim Vayishbois Vayom Hashvi. Shem Shloishi Yesoidus HaShabbos, Kefi Shir Yisbaya Bezrat Hashem Beprokim Lil, as we explained above. Vayuchulu is the world stopped. Remember, it's the Chazorah. Vayuchulu is the world came to an end. How did it stop? Ech Yecholiot. Vayachal Elokim. Ah, it was Hashem. He was always, he created the world, the Yeshmiyah, so he can stop it whenever he wants. By his voice, and that's the Shvisa, the Yish voice, the Yom HaShvi. When the world was created, and Hashem finished creating the world, there was a Shvisa. And that's the Mara, that's the Gilu of Chiddush HaOlam. And those are the three foundations that Shabbos is built on. When Yivashlo Yishinyonim Eilu, Hamufkim Mehagoyim Al Pi Hamavur Sham. Now we can understand that these three things come to take the goy out of this understanding. Vayichulu etzem hafsoka shel ma'isa breishis mara lachidush. That's the fact that the world stopped. It was being created and it stopped being created. That means it might have started somewhere. You can't have something stopping but it didn't start. So therefore there's a point called chidush. There's a point where it wasn't here and now it's here. That's called chidush. There's some point where that thing transcended from being not here to here. That's where the chidush took place. And therefore there must be someone that was mechadish it. It couldn't mechadish itself. Because did it mechadish itself before it was here, after it was here? Before it was here, it wasn't yes. It couldn't mechadish anything. And after it was yes, it wasn't chidish because it was here already. It couldn't have made itself. Just something must have made it. Shall kompani mezesh nipsach seidi yitzirus ha'ilah muchash yesh lo'ilah mechadish. If there was a hafsoka in the process of my sabreishis, it must have been there was somebody that was starting it. There was mechadish it. That MS of Vayechulu that wasn't given to the goy. What's the loshon arotzos? Hainu shein duvukim leeretz ubetoich hateva. Arotzos is a loshon from eretz. The goy arotzos, the goyim of the land of the teva, the nations that live in the land. Because as we said, in the Teva, there is no Chiddush. Ein Chiddush tachas Hashemesh. I mean, you can't see Chiddush below the Shemesh. We can see Chiddush because we've transcended. Aval tachas Hashemesh is nothing. Look at the Teva without Torah eyes, you see monkeys developing into people. It's not Chiddush, it's just evolution, process. As we look at the world, we see Chiddush. That's why we have a thing called Shara Bechina, because we can go into the Teva and see the Boi Ra'ilo. Em lo yochol. V'yachal Elokim, the second aspect. Haynu kiven shemitbaya al yaday shvisas haShabbos shebehechra hu sheyesh le'olam machadash umi zeh machadash haKadosh Baruch Hu. Since we've clarified already through the shvis of Shabbos that perforce there is a machadash, and that machadash is a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Nimtzal kochach reis shishis barach bli gvul. First thing you get from that muchrach is that he's limitless. He has no boundaries. Shein is she'enoid milvado. Second of all, there's nothing in this world that's not him, because he was machadashet. That means there's nothing that we can see that's not from the mechudash. V'shlishis she'u melech ha'ilam b'poil. And third of all, that he must be the melech b'poil in the world. He couldn't have created and gone away, because if he goes away, it ceases to exist. Because it only exists because he's willing it into existence every moment. It has to be. You can't have anything in the world that's connected to his rotzon, not the smallest, not the biggest. Nothing in the world ever did anything connected to the rotzon. And don't tell me, yes, but the moon didn't listen to Hashem, and the land bring forth fruit, and therefore you see they do it, it listen to Hashem. So it's a question, but that's been resolved already. There's nothing that ever did come. A cockroach never did anything to do. Nothing. No amoeba, no cosmos, no galaxy, no whatever. The biggest, the smallest things never ever did anything against the Ratzon Hashem. The sun never woke up one morning and said, you know what, lo bali. Any koyach. So they won't have sun for one day. I'm staying in bed today. Never ever happened. Never. Nothing can go against his rotzon. Dim lo kein meichen ye la metziut. Given shekol mousa metzias, who return his barach, ubekol amavul ilu, mamela, botla kolav olamazer. How can you do something against the rotzon when we've proved that there is nothing outside his rotzon? That's a chiddush of bechira. Okay? But that we're talking about klal yisrael. This is we're talking about the goyim. Vezehul velo hinchaltum al kene le'oivdei psilim. This Hashem never inherited to the Oivdei Psilim. Hainu, mekiven she'en lehem es yosod ha'chidush, since they don't have this foundation of chidush. Ein ha'kodesh boruch hu malkam ela malkeinu. Hashem's not their king, he's our king. Ve'ein ha'shabbos nachlasam ela nachlaseinu. Shabbos is not their inheritance, it's our inheritance. Elahem Oivdei Psilim ve'elilim. They worship psalim, they worship statues and all sorts of narishkat. Hamar al koiches tivim shainim mishunim. Oh, this is a big kiddush. Why do they worship psalim and all sorts of different things? They're all marek teva. Go look at the big Hindu and the whatever, the Eastern things, the avodah zorahs. We don't know what it looked like in the Roman times. But I'm just saying today, you see it in the Western world, we don't see it so much. But in the Eastern world, you see why. It's all teva things. Asheras, were they diving into trees? Because they were dovok in the teva. They were mufka to the teva. And therefore, everything that they worshipped in the whole of Avodah Zarah was built around teva. But what we have, they don't have at all. It looks like they got a religion, we got a religion. Their religion is a bit different to ours. Maybe very different, maybe radically different. No, it's not the same. It's not different. It's incomparable. To say something's different, you have to be able to compare and show that it's different. Yeah, there's nothing to talk about. Lord, what is religion? What does Torah have to say about, you know, whatever? Nothing, because that's ein min b'mino b'chlal. Sherak el chidush oilam mityaches hamusag elokus b'muvan anocho. It's only in chidush oilam that the correct understanding of elokis, of godliness, can be understood. And they limit it. They don't have it. Interesting about the Muslims, I don't know, because they're not oivet psilim. Their Shmona Esrei, their davening is a davening. The Rabbi Shua Leib Diskin, when he moved to Eretz Yisrael, when he would see an Arab davening on whatever they call it, he wouldn't go within Dalet Amos, because he held that it had a din of tefillah. When someone's davening, rather they work Dalet Amos in front of them. He's davening to the one God. So I don't know where they fit into this whole thing, because I don't have Shabbos either. They also don't have Shabbos.
They have a very short davening compared to us.
Busada. Well, I'm telling you, the Rav Shua Leib, the Biskarov, held that it's called the Tefillah, where Christian davening says that's Kula Avodah Zarah. A Muslim's davening, he held as a Din Shmoneh Esrei, as a Din Tefillah. Yeah. You can't walk Dalet Amos in front of him. No, it's just Mamar where they fit into this system. All other goyim understand that. They're psilim, they're this, they're that. They don't have chil shalom. But where did the Muslims come to? They don't have chil shalom either. They also don't keep Shabbos. They also keep Shabbos, they chayim misa. So how come they came to a sort of a break out of the teva? I don't know. I have to see. V'amra madayin kol ze einu. What's this word? Hadara v'tifata. Hada, sorry. Hadata. That's still not the piska, the pinnacle of the expression of the glory, of the beauty of Shabbos Kodesh, that it shows the emes of the metzias of godliness. That's not the piska. That might explain the Muslims. Because you can know the emes without Shabbos. But the beauty of Shabbos, the glory of Shabbos, is its menucha and its shvisa. Shabbos is not just, we're taking a big step here. Shabbos is not just about recognizing the einoid milvado, the godliness in the world through chidush. But it's about the menucha b'poil. And we'll discuss what menucha is when we get there. That our menucha is that we go up on Shabbos, we misale and we dovuk in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because the shvisa leaves nothing other than Hashem. V'adveikas hamaisis hazu hi al yedei bris mila. Wow, weren't expecting that, were you?
No, not at all.
This dveikas, lemaisa is via bris mila. That's when you take your natural world, you take this baby who's in the natural world, and you tie him to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, in his dam, and you take him out of his metzias of teva. The aspect of menucha they don't have, you know why? Because they never had a bris milah. They were never taken out of the teva. They were never elevated on day 8. When does the yid start this process of transcendence, of not being kashur to the teva? Bris milah. He binds himself. He, so to speak, elevates himself out of this world into the world of HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the dam. Milah. What does it mean, chayim? It means the real world. You transcend it. So therefore, someone who's an oral, he can't touch menuchas Shabbos, because here we're talking about oral and menucha, not hinchalto. Ka'avas av lebnoishi avativit, like the father, the love that a father has for a child. It's a natural love. Lezera Yaakov ashebom b'chato. Again, Zera Yaakov that you chose. Shalav lamakodesh bohu bni b'chayri Yisrael. So those are the three fundamental differences mentioned in the tefillah. Mentioned in that tefillah, which parallels the Kiddush, which parallels the tefillah of Ma'ariv, vayechulu vayechal shvisa, and all the words of Mamash Meduyak, and it all goes back to this. The fundamental difference we've come away with today, and it's big, is that Kolzman, a person who's dovuk in teva, he can't chab chidish ha'olam. And Kolzman, you can't chab chidish ha'olam, you have no shaykhis to Shabbos, you have no shaykhis to anything that's klal Yisrael. No shaykhis to any of it. Because then you're just stuck in the teva. Then you're an oivdei psilim, you're an oivdei teva. The natural world is what governs you and rules you and moves you. We don't function in the natural world. We're not kosher to the natural world. We live in the natural world, for sure. We're not monastic priests who go off and cut themselves off from teva. That's why the goyim who want to become ruchnistic have to cut themselves off from the teva. They have to go live in monasteries. They have to not get married. They have to cut themselves off because it's not shaykh for them. But because our source is ruchnias, we can come down into the physical world and function here properly, sometimes in very mundane ways. You see Gedolei Yisrael doing very mundane things that are total godless. because our shoroshim are there. We can come down here and dabble here because we connect it to the roots. They're completely dovuk in the teva. So if he wants to have some shaykhs to ruchness, he has to cut the teva off completely. That's the opposite of our job. Our job is to come into the teva and elevate it and makadish it. But we can come into the teva and not be scared because we have a lifeline that starts. We come from teva. We come from the elokis. That's our makor. Therefore, we're allowed to shavos. We can stop on Shabbos. And we can connect to the menucha and the dveikus to a Kodesh Baruch Hu that started by the Bris Milah. It might be interesting. That's why Bris Milah is Doiche Shabbos. Because without Bris Milah, you don't have Shabbos. Maybe. I'm just, it just struck me now. Besides just, I say Doiche Lot, I say. There may be there's something special about Bris Milah with Shabbos. Deep connection I never saw before. And to a goy, there's no shaykh to that. A goy who wants that has to either Magaya and step out of the physical world and transcend. If he wants to keep Shabbos, he's dead. He's not fulfilling his tachlis in the world. And if you're not fulfilling your tachlis, there's no reason for you to be here. So he's chayv misa. Seemingly an important chapter, you know, about a goy not keeping Shabbos. Well, there's yesoidus here. Maybe we'll even maybe go through it again next week. Next week, we should have a vada. I don't see why not. And then we'll see what we're doing by Nizmanim. Let's see. Not by Nizmanim, but whatever you want to call it. Erev Sukkos, we'll see. I don't know. There's not much time between Yom Kippur and Sukkot to do everything that has to be done. So, all right, we'll take one day at a time. How are you going to remind me to switch on Sunday? Maybe just give me a blind ring on at 1 o'clock on Sunday, if you remember, and I'll remember to put on the Zoom. I'm sorry, it's just like that 1 o'clock is the most Torah time of the day for me, and I sit down and I start, and I feel so terrible when I get the email, I see you were on. All right.
Actually, I was worried because Rebbe had been doing it every day, and I thought Rebbe was
not. No, the last 2 days, I just forgot. I know. It's for me to get into a habit takes a while, and to get out of it takes a while as well. So, if you just remind me when you see me on Sunday morning, that's also good enough for me. I'll remember then afterwards.
I appreciate it.
Beseder. Yeah, it'll be on Sunday, then we won't have another one until. Ulai is Tom Gedalia. I don't know. Let's see. I'm not planning too far after Rosh Hashanah. Let's get through Rosh Hashanah. Bezrat Hashem. Okay, we'll see you Sunday then. A good Shabbos, the last Shabbos of the year. Bezrat Hashem should be a good one. Mm-hmm. Just by the way, Rebecca's Vard, you've downloaded it. Do you have a copy of it besides what you put up on the web?
I do.
Okay, so you could email that to me?
I can.
Please, if you don't mind, when you get a chance, the Lord the Chuf, I just want to keep it together. I want it with all my others.
Very well.
One or two friends in America that I want to WhatsApp it to and whatever. And so if you email it to me, I can just forward it to them.
Take care, Abby.
Shkoch Godel. Zeigersund, take good care.
I appreciate it. Take care.